Log Talk Radio.
I need the extension cord. No. What's going on? It's been a crazy out here in the streets. Like, niggas just dying out here. Thank you. away. No, 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 no.
I don't know what it's at there. Oh, yes. We are recording live.
From a secret location.
It's been a long, long time coming. What up, y'all? For those who are going to watch this video later or see this video now, what up? Gang, gang, gang. I know I've been gone for a hell of long, but I've been busy though. Anyways, I just want to chat with you guys. I know some of you, I know it's late, and some of you guys are gonna be watching this in the morning. So, let's chat it up. There's been a lot going on. Before we get too into everything, I want to let you guys know that I will be having the call-in number, so you guys can call in tonight if you guys are up or you guys want to have some fun. Number, that's the first thing. But then I also wanted to address something that happened over the weekend, because it was a lot of things that happened over the weekend. So I want to clear something up first. So if I can clear something up, let me see you guys drop those bells if you guys want me to clear something up. So as you know, and I didn't put it in the title, but as you know, it came across over the internet that T.S. Madison and I were, or are so-called beefing. I want to let you guys know something. I'm not beefing with T.S. Madison. I love T.S. Madison. I do. We had a disagreement. We talked. We are not beefing. So, Madison, shout out to you, girl. Shout out to you, Myrtle. We talked. We're on the same page now. I will apologize if I ever, you know, made you feel away. But, you know, girl, I've always been loyal to you. And, you know, I just want to clear that up, that we're no longer, we're beefing or whatever. I was in my feelings about something. And, you know, at some point, I really didn't give a fuck what I was saying. So, that's what that was. I know a lot of you guys were thinking that, you know, we were going to go back and forth and argue on the internet. That was not going to happen. Because I really love her as my friend. So I want to get into that. Now, for those people that are, you know, wanting the shit show and the drama, then y'all can have that, okay? So, we're going to move on. It's been a lot going on in pop culture this weekend. I mean, I don't know all the details of everything because, you know, bitch, I be working a 9-to-5. So, sometimes I'll be at work and I'll be getting text messages. I'll be scrolling the shade room and I'll be seeing so many different things. So, I just be like, oh, my God, like, what is going on? First of all, Tory Bricks and Rich the Kid getting robbed at gunpoint, and people saying that she set him up, and he was hospitalized. Thank God he's out now. I just seen a picture that he posted that he was out of the hospital. But I don't know. My whole thing is, how do you not expect to get robbed when you're on the internet with all this money, toting it around and being flashy and showing all this money that you have? Everybody is not your friend. People are watching you. You niggas are accessible. And just because these niggas are able to hang around with you does not mean every nigga you hang with has money. Some of these niggas is looking for a come up, and they will rob your ass. Some of these niggas to me are just stupid. Like, I would never be flossing all of my money like that, because you never know who your friends are. You never know. And to me, when niggas in Hollywood start getting robbed, I feel like that's just an inside job. Like, nigga, you're in Hollywood. Niggas shouldn't be that accessible to you. You get what I'm saying? So if they are, you were set up. Now, do I think Tory Breaks set her up because y'all like, oh, her face and her eye wasn't big enough? Well, goddamn, she looked worse than Rihanna did when Chris Brown whooped her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, that fucking eye was big, bitch. Like, come on. Her eye was fucking huge. Like, I don't think she would have just said, knock me in the eye so I could get fucking 4 Chainz. Like, I just don't see that happening. But, you know, it makes for a great story, a great conspiracy. People love that. So the caller number is going to be 563-999-3658. So I don't think she set him up, but I really didn't realize how damn dumb she was. Oh, my God. I watched some of her live video. She sounds so ignorant and stupid. You know, a lot of these girls be really pretty. And then until they start opening their mouth, and you're like, God damn, bitch, you stupid. Pineapple, bitch, you dumb. But anyway, moving on. R.I.P. to my side nigga, XXX Tentacion. I don't know if I spelled his name right. I don't even know if I said his name right. But you know what? I was in a relationship with him on the side in my mind. I was. He was so cute to me, and he had a nice body and a big booty. Sad to see him go. He was a depressed soul. But I liked him, you know, and I'll be honest with you. Bitch, I ain't never listened to one of his albums, and today I listened to his album. And he got a song on his album called Sadly. And Sadly, I mean, he died. But, you know, I really, really love that album, and more that song. But the thing is, if this doesn't show these rap niggas anything, like, you, any of you guys can get the gun. Like, you guys can, y'all niggas are untouchable. So that's what I'm hoping that. That 6ix9ine, I love 6ix9ine. I think that fool is a key. I'm thoroughly entertained by him, but I do not. It pains me for people of the culture to lose their life to stupidity. Like, no shade. Like, I don't know these niggas, but like, today was a sad day for the culture. Like, honestly, I feel like we are all like one big weird family. Like, you know, we are the culture. So when something major happens to the culture, like, it's sad. And so I really feel like it was really sad. I don't know if he was set up or robbed or what, but again, how do niggas know that you are at the motorcycle shop and that is your car? Like, was a nigga just walking down the street with a gun and got lucky? Like, come on. Like, how does that happen? I'm not too sure. So then the next thing, and y'all feel free to let me know what you guys think. Next, what else do I have on my list? Oh. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Hashtag the Carters. So I got to tell y'all what my favorite songs are right now, okay? What I'm listening to as far as that album. Of course, I like Ape Shit. That's my song. I like Nice. And I like Friend. Those three are my jams right now. Ape Shit, Nice, and Friend. Those are my jams. I'm fucking with that. I'm feeling that. I'm loving the album. I'm loving Beyonce talking her shit. Like, anybody that don't like that album is a hater. Jay-Z is even one bar. Like, I'm giving it to Jay-Z, and usually I don't really feel Jay-Z sound like that, but I'm fucking with Jay-Z on this album. Okay? And the other thing, are y'all liking, what are some of y'all songs? Let me know what some of y'all songs are in the comments. And the call-in number is 563-999-3658. Also, it's a lot of good TV on right now, and my two favorite shows that I'm watching right now is the Fox with P.D., Megan Trainor, and DJ Khaled, and Pose. Now, if y'all don't watch The Four, bitch, y'all missing out. I love The Four. Like, I'm telling you, it gets to the point to where I be trying to sit down and be tired after a long day of work, but then The Four come on, then I start getting all of my feelings. Then I want to argue at the TV. I'm telling people who they need to pick and who they should vote for. You know what I mean? I'm going off. And I really feel some type of way about last week because I feel like the white rocker dude, which he was good, he should have picked the other white guy. He picked the black girl. I didn't feel that because the black girl, she went home, but it's okay because I got a black girl up there. But it should have been white for white. No shade. But I think that the black girl on The Four, she didn't pick a great song. But let's move on to Pose. Because everybody's been talking about Pose. And bitch, let me tell you, I love Pose. I love, 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 love Pose. And I'm seeing mixed reviews from like some of the ballroom people and some just people that are, you know, that are in this lifestyle. A few things that I'm seeing. Some of the people are in denial, like this shit don't really happen. And then some of the people feel some type of way, like it's not a representation of the culture at that time, or even a little bit of now. And girl, are you just mad that you're not in the movie or in the series? You know what I mean? You know, girls be wanting, you know, their community they be wanting a story to be told on a national level. But then when they're not invited to tell the story, they start to feel some type of way. Bitch, don't feel any type of way, girl. We just didn't pick you, Mother Goose. But the story is still the story. You know what I mean? The story is still the story. It's almost a full transgender cast, and which I think is great. I think it's great. I like the show. It wears now. The only thing it wears me out online. I think it's been wearing everybody. It's the HIV commercials after every episode. Like, that's kind of been like wearing me down. But, I mean, we can't act like HIV is not a thing because it is. So, this last episode of Pose really got to me because it was just, it reminded me a little bit of, you know, how I, you know, found myself in a scene. You know, granted, I wasn't kicked out of my house, but, you know, I was a dancer. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be all those things. And my parents, they didn't understand that. They were like, I thought I wanted to go to school for hair. I wanted to do performing arts. I wanted to do everything gay. And my dad was like, you need to go fucking play basketball. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. He's like, you need to go fucking play football. I don't want to do that. You need to go be a doctor. You need to go get a trade. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to dance. I want to do hair. So at that time, I didn't get to go to school because my parents had to do the FAFSA for me. And my dad was not doing a FAFSA for me to go to hair school, period. He was not doing a FAFSA for me to go to dance school. He was not doing a FAFSA for me to do any of that gay shit, period. He was not going to do it. So I met this guy. His name was Parrish. He was like one of my best friends. He used to get in drag and wear long nails and long weeds. And he ended up being the ultimate, like queen or whatever And girl, he ended up moving to Houston, Texas, and I ended up following him. I ran away from home, and you know, I stayed in a house. And girl, y'all want this story? Y'all want my lightweight toll story, bitch? Girl, I stayed in a house. I will never forget this house. I moved to Houston. Well, first of all, I stayed on the northwest side of Houston at first. I was working at Kroger, girl. I was staying with my friend. It was a lot of tea, girl. I didn't really know nothing about being gay. I didn't understand anything about being a fag. And, bitch, I done went through it all. The girls have stolen my credit. Some girl in L.A., she got me for my credit, bitch. She's in the barber. She still be walking, bitch. The girls have got me for my fucking credit cards. The girls have scammed me, bitch. The girls that had me go to jail, bitch. I mean, all of it. So I definitely can relate, bitch. Well, let's talk about Houston. Go, y'all not ready for that story, y'all. Y'all not ready for that story. I might have to start this live over for that, bitch. Y'all don't want that tea like that. Y'all want that tea like that? Y'all about to share this live, girl, if y'all want my polls tea. If y'all want my story, a little bit of, like, my why I feel the show, then y'all about to share this live, bitch. Come on, y'all about to share this live. It's a late night set, so I'm going to give you the tea. So, long story short, because this is not, it's a very long story, bitch, so here's the tea. Hey, should I tell them this story or should I start the live over? Mm-mm. They don't want this story. They don't want this story, bro. Y'all not ready for that scene. Your ass don't tell the fucking story. No. Okay, I will tell the story, but give me a second. Y'all hold that thought right there. I'm going to be back, and I'm going to tell y'all the story. And y'all got to stop sending me videos of Cookie Tookie rolling on the floor. But listen, that's neither here nor there, because it did strike that the other day. I don't know if that lady is high or not, so don't ask me, bitch. I don't know. But listen. I'm going to bring this back in a part two, okay? And I'm going to give y'all the tea. Hold that thought right there, and I'm going to go refill my cup so I can give y'all my tea, okay? So get ready. I'm going to give y'all the tea. Tell your girlfriends I'm going to give y'all the tea. Let me go refill my cup, and then, girl, I'm going to give you that tea. Y'all gonna have to share this one. Yeah, I think this is better. Because this is 140 people. But I think I don't want to go on. I don't need to do stuff like that. Yeah,
you know you can always cut a digital topic that is just cut. You want to go to the store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to give y'all some exclusive tea. Okay. Okay, y'all ready? Okay, order the court. I told y'all I'd be back. So this is part two. I thought this, since this is for the people, my people, our people, we would talk about polls. Because everybody's been asking my opinion on polls, and do I feel like I can relate to polls, and things like that. So I want to refill my cup. Actually, I'm drinking vanilla Ciroc, peach and ginger juice with the splash of ginger ale, if anybody wants to know. Now, bro, I'm going to give you guys some of my tea. I've been giving you guys my tea for a while, but I'm really going to give you some of my tea tonight. So if you want my tea, hashtag your tea, and I'm going to give you my tea. I'm not going to try to hold you too long, but you guys need to share this live. I'm going to give you guys some of my tea. So, you know, you guys are in for a treat because I'm going to give you guys some of my tea. Because I used to live a lot of different places, so I can relate a little bit to polls. Now, as I was saying before, I love the show. I think the show is fantastic. I think this is a great range of the transgender cast. I think it represents some things that happened in the community and in the culture at that time, and even today, very, very well. I'm thoroughly entertained by the show. The only thing that wears me out a little bit is the HIV commercials after every episode, but I think the show is phenomenal. Now, I've been seeing different people within the ballroom scene and whatnot. They're saying it doesn't have anything to do with the ballroom scene. For me, I'm not really in that scene, so I don't know whether it does or don't. To me, it looks like it do. They were saying it had, like, it's not Paris is Burning, which I love that show, too. I don't think it's exactly Paris is Burning, but I could see the resemblance, if you ask me. And then I see some people in that scene that like the show, and I also see some people that say that the show is not a great representation of the people. I think anybody that doesn't like that show is probably upset that they're not in that show. Something along the lines of that, you know what I mean? Because I think it's a very good representation of, you know, what's going on. I just want to get into, I want to see if they're going to get into fraud and scamming and stealing Social Security numbers and things like that, because let me tell you, I have a bit of a poll story of my own. Like, so some of you guys have watched the previous live, so I told you a little bit about it, but long story short, you guys know, I always wanted to. I'm from California, Northern California at that. Okay. And, story time, bitch. So get a seat, get comfortable, because I'm finna dish y'all some tea and I'm gonna tell y'all a story so then y'all can go to bed. Okay. So let me give you some of my tea, bitch. And I've never really given my tea like this. So I'm gonna just give you some of my tea. So get comfortable, get you a cup, get you a glass. Make sure y'all share this live, because, bitch, I'm giving y'all my tea. I'm not going to give it to you in any particular order because as I drink, I might start to get scatterbrained. Some of y'all know me. So get comfortable, bitch. It's been a while. Can we talk? You know what I mean? I haven't really seen y'all, so I was wondering if we can really, you know, kiki tonight and give you some tea. So my story goes a little something like this. Like, I always wanted to be like a singer or a dancer or some type of performer or... Bitch, it was even times I thought I wanted to do hair. And my dad was kind of like, no, ma'am, you're not doing hair. That's gay. You need to play basketball. You need to do football. Anything but do hair and makeup and do all of that. So when I wanted to go to college, he was like, I'm not signing off for you to go to beauty school. I'm not signing up for you to go do anything gay. So I didn't go to college right away. No shade. And because I wanted to go and do hair. And he was like, I'm not signing up for that. And you're not going to get that kind of education. Either you're going to go get a trade, or you're going to go get a degree to be a fucking doctor, or go in the medical field, and you're not going to be a fag. Basically, is what he told me. And like, okay, you know, whatever. So, girl, I turned 18. I'm going. I had my first gay mother. She was a fool out of in the Bay Area. She was my gay mother, and she had got me into the scene. And so I was going back. They had this place called Smack at the time. So I would go to Smacks all the time, but then, bitch, I didn't really know. I was nervous because, bitch, I felt like if I went there, bitch, I was going to end up getting into a fight, or I just didn't know what was what. But then I just saw all these fabulous people. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, you know, I didn't know how to dress. I didn't know what the label thing was. I didn't know what any of that was. But then I had a friend. He lived around the corner from me, but he was a little bit more advanced because him and his mom didn't get along. So he had got, he was staying like in like transitional housing. See, I didn't know anything about that, but he was a lot more advanced than me. So he was staying in transitional housing. He had his nails done. He would wear the weave and all that. So long story short, he ends up moving to Houston. And I'm like, well, I want to be gay. And he's like, well, you need to move. So I packed up my things and, girl, I moved to Houston. I moved to Houston. I'm staying with him. This is when I learned about being gay, bitch. Like, I'm staying with him. Bitch, we don't have no money. We don't have, you know, I got to go get a job because I'm used to my dad, like, taking care of me or, you know, helping me out. And it's like, no, bitch. She was hiding toilet paper from me because she thought her man wanted me. All kinds of stuff. And here I am, bitch. I'm like 18, 19. Bitch, I'm just trying to do me. And, bitch, I didn't know the boy was looking at me. I didn't know it gave that. I didn't know it gave, like, you know, your man could be your man, but then your man is flip side looking at your friend. You know how the girls will sit and low key like talk to your man right in your face, but then be your friend. Like, that wasn't me. I didn't learn all that until later. So long story short, me and that friend had got into it. I was working my little job at Kroger, and I had went out to the club. I think I went to Club Bartini's in Houston at the time. And it was popping, and this is when, like, these big families was there, like, we had, like, the Gotti Cash family, and this family, and that, like, it was just, I didn't know what none of that was, you know, it was a scene, and I'm like, bro, everybody's dressed, and what is this, you know, this it is boys everywhere, you know, if you live in Northern California, bitch, you know, either the boys are ugly, or the boys are cute, or the boys are white, you know what I'm saying, it's not like that many boys. So I'm like, I'm seeing them all kinds of different ways. And they look giving me like, you know, they mask them. And, you know, when you first come out, bitch, you automatically think you're a bottom. So I'm like, girl, I must be a bottom because, you know, I'm out here. So, God, I meet this boy. And in Houston, they used to do this thing like where the girls would wear like beards and heels. And, oh, no, it was two. It was one boy I had met, bitch. And I, you know how you, when you're new to the scene, you don't really know who's who. Well, that happened to me, bitch. Pineapple, bitch, you tricked me. You tricked me, bitch. I know you tricked me, bitch. And you know who you are, bitch. You tricked me, bitch. So, girl, let me tell you the story. So, I don't remember where I met the person. I feel like I met them on BGC or something. At the time, it was like Downey Link, Black Gay Chat, I'm telling my age. But, like, it was one of those kind of sites. And he looked like a boy. So we was at the club, and he was like, you want to come out on a date with me to the club? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come on. You know me, bitch, I'm 19. I'm at the club. So, bitch, I'm getting drunk. They sneaking me drinks and all this stuff. And mind you, I hadn't done no drugs. I hadn't smoked no cigarettes. I hadn't done anything, right? So, bitch, I think that day I had drank. Somebody had gave me a half a pill. And bitch, before you know it, I'm tonguing this fool down in the middle of the street. And so he's toting me around like, you know, I got the new boy on the scene. Like, and I'm out there just tonguing him down. I'm just so happy and horny, bitch. Happy and horny. And I should have known better because I'm like, the boy gonna say, you really kissing me? I said, well, yes. He said, in public? said, well, yes. And later on, though, I realized why she was asking me that, bitch. Girl, if I would have known, God damn it, bitch, if I would have known that, no, bitch, I wouldn't have kicked your ass in public, bitch. Girl, you would have. Let me talk to that. She's sweet. Hi, though. Hey, how you doing? Girl, you had tricked me, bitch. But anyway, so with that being said, me and him was dating. So I'm going to be real with you. We was dating, and so he was inviting me to parties. And so I was getting invited to all these parties. I didn't know what was what. So I was just meeting people. And it was like gay boys everywhere that I had never seen before. So I started talking to a lot of different boys. Then I stopped going to work because I met this one bitch. And you know who the fuck you are, bitch. I met this one bitch, and we started dating. We met at the party, and then, mind you, I was still dating the boy that I was kissing in the middle of the street. But, bitch, I didn't give a fuck, bitch. I found another boy that I like. Bitch, it's open for everybody. So I ended up, this boy like was like, no, we're going to be in a relationship, and you're gonna come stay with me. And I'm like, oh. Okay, because my friend that was staying on the north side of Houston was being a hater anyway. So, bitch, I think I got fired from my job. Bitch, mind you, I done ran away. I done moved to the southeast side of Houston, bitch. It was about 20 bags in a house. This was my first experience, bitch. And, bitch, I moved in that. Me and my boyfriend at the time was in a room, then these other two gay boys, who is now my father, shout out to you, Ian, bitch, and Brian, my two daddies, they made me their dad, their son, bitch, they was sleeping on the couch. Then my friend, gosh, should I tell everybody? My friend Elijah, bitch, it was his house, bitch. Now, bro, I told all the kids. That's where I think I met teacher. Everybody was in the house. Girl, so I'm in the house, and everybody had knew about me before I knew about any of them, because the boy that I was kissing in the mouth that asked me, was I kissing him in the mouth, he lived there too. So as I go to move in, I've now moved in with all these people, my new boyfriend and the boyfriend that I was cheating on. Mind you, I live 2,000 miles a fucking way, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, bitch, I live across the country. So, bitch, I don't know nobody out here. Because I done left the only person I know on the north side. If you've ever been to Houston or lived in Houston, bitch, that's not around the corner. So, bitch, I'm out here. And, girl, I'm getting high, bitch. You know, I'm taking pills. I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm going out, bitch. I'm getting high, bitch. I'm getting my life, bitch. I'm one of the girls. And then I was going broke, bitch. I think we was all going broke. I think that's why we was all staying together, bitch. I think the faucet in the bathroom, the water got turned off. Then I started seeing that the girls was hiding food. So, girl, it was a family, but then it was a shady set. It was a kind of like, girl, I'm going to look out for you, girl. If you're having this, girl, I'm not going to talk to you. Like, it was very, very clicky in the house. And I'm like, well, what is this? I was never used to that. So then that's when I learned to be messy, because I will never forget. My father, the first day he sees me, he wasn't my father at that time. He sees me with my boyfriend. He goes, oh, this is Armand. Aren't you such and such a boyfriend? She's in the room right there. Oh, but you're dating him right here. Oh, well, you know your ex is in the room. And I didn't know what that meant. Like, I'm like, girl, why would you, like, just clear it like that? I didn't know what that was. You know what I mean? I didn't know what the A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B- bitch, I'm brand new. So that's when I learned what messy was. And then let's not get into the sex part, bro, because sometimes, girl, we'd be at the house, and I had a boyfriend. But mind you, it was a house full of people. Like, and out the house. They knew I was in a relationship, but when my boyfriend wasn't there, some of them was boyfriends, and they was talking to me and trying to play with me under the covers. And girl, I would do it. Pineapple bitch, I didn't know. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. So we would cheat, I would cheat, I would lie. I would do all that because that's all I saw happening. Then, bitch, you know, you walk out in the middle of the living room and they're having right there. I didn't know that's what it takes. But, girl, I was horny and everything. So I was like, well, you know what? Let me give that, too. So I started giving that. But my whole thing was where I was always scared because whenever they didn't want you to have somebody, they'd be like, well, she got the tea. So then everybody, to me, everybody had the tea. So I would be so, my biggest thing was, girl, I do not want the tea. You know what I mean? I knew what that meant. Until one day, there was no food. There was no nothing in the house. We was all sitting there in the house, right? And my ex at the time, he was over me, so he was ready for me to go. So he says he called a house meeting. So we have a house meeting, bitch. And in our house meeting, he says, it's too much going on in here. Mind you, girl, this is when I learned about boils and everything, bitch. Like, I'm not even lying, bitch. Like, it would be girl. Like, I'm just like, girl. Maybe I'm talking too much, but bitch. Like, girl, I didn't really know. Like, I didn't know about, you know, I didn't know what any of that stuff was. Like, boils or popping boils. Like, I didn't know nothing, girl. We was like, bitch, we had surgery. We was like, the world was, you know, popping boils and all kinds of stuff. Like, it was just crazy in that house. It was crazy. And I was like, well, what? What? So anyway, fast forward, my ex goes and says, we're going to have a house meeting. So we have a house meeting, and he says, there's a few things that I'm going to play about. It's my kids and my fashion. And if you girls are not contributing to this house, if you needed a job or a side hustle, if you don't have a job, then you need to get a side hustle. And I guess the side hustle at the time was either stealing from the consignment shop and escorting. And girl, I never stole before. I never escorted. And I'm like, oh my God, I was working at Kroger. But girl, I don't have a car. I cannot escort. I cannot escort. And I cannot steal. Like, bro, don't. I'm not. And they were dead serious. You had to pick one, bitch. So I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm going to steal. Or I'm going to sell my hand. Like, oh my God. Like, what am I going to do? So, let me drink. Let me take a break and drink. Let me cut this story get a little heavy. So, I had to make a choice. But in the midst of all that, I think it was like one car that everybody had. And we all needed to make sure we had $20, I think. It was our entry fee for the club, and it was the $10 for our pill. Because that was my whole thing, bitch. I didn't even fuck. As long as I had my entry fee and my drug money, bitch, I was going to the club. So I would literally work or try to find money to go to the club and hear my thing. I would just call my dad because I'm like, yo, I am not escorting. I am not going to steal. So I'll call my dad, you know, things are going really well, but I need $20. I need $40. They're going to put me out, girl. And I would hang up because he would want to know what I'm doing and where I'm at. And I'm like, girl, dad, I'm high right now, girl. Like, no shame. It is a lot going on. It's boys in here. Like, it's finally a boy touching me, you know, and I'm just trying to get my point real quick. So this is when it changed. Girl, we're walking down the street. I think we were on our way to this location. It used to be called The Spot. So, bitch, I'm walking, down the street, and I never knew that it gave this in Houston. I'm walking down the street, and a man pulls over in a pickup truck, and he like, yo, what's good? I'm like, oh God, they just bold out here. So he like, you know, what's up? Like, he pulls over, and then my ex, now he turned into my friend. He like, well, you need to talk to him. And I'm like, well, what? So I get in the car, and I'm on the phone with my dad at this time because I'm a little nervous. And my friend and my friend was like, well, you need to get your coin. I'm like, get my coin. Like, what does that mean? He like, go get in the car. You need to go get your coin. So I'm like, oh my God, let me go get in the car. Oh my God. So I go get in the car, and the man say, how much do you cost? And then I'm like, you know, and at that time, girl, I used to wear a deep sag. You know what I mean? And I don't have like a little booty, but I don't have a big booty, but I got like a medium booty. So I used to wear my pants all, I used to wear the underwear out. So all you could see was the booty, bitch. So I used to just walk with my booty out, bitch. I used to just walk with my booty out. I didn't know, bitch. Like, don't shoot me, bitch. I used to walk with my booty out. Okay, so a man gonna say, well, for that. And I kind of touched it. And my dad was on the phone. So my dad said, nigga, what the fuck are you? Who, how much does what cost? And then because I was hesitating, then my friend is on the phone, and he like, bitch, you're playing. If you're not going to get this coin, you need to get out the car because I'm going to get my coin. I know, bitch. So I'm like, well, let me get out the car. My dad, get your ass out that motherfucking car. So he booked me a ticket. He's like, get your stupid ass on, dumb motherfucker. And then flew me back. Oh, but that didn't work. That didn't work. No, that did not work. That did not work. Because then at one point, I said, okay, fuck it. I want to move to L.A. So then I moved to Los Angeles. Then I have this one good friend we hang out with. I hung out with, and then she was really pretty and cute and this and that, but then I didn't know that people in L.A. did not like her because I guess they thought she was a hoe, but then this is when I started getting introduced to the barroom scene, you know, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, so we're going to bars. I didn't know if I wanted to be in a bar or not or whatever the case may be, but I met some cool people within the scene out there. So, girl, and I didn't really know how to handle my liquor. So I went, and I'm, you know, trying to bowl, bitch, at a bar. I will never forget this, bitch. My friend, she used to walk fast. I don't think he walks fast anymore. So we went to the bar, and, bitch, that's when I first realized, bitch, staying out to 1 and 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock. Like, it was just a thing. Like, bitch, you would walk out, and the sun would be out. So I'm like, oh, my God. So I got really pissy drunk because I was going to go and try to bowl in front of these people, which I had never done. So, girl, I asked my friend to hold my wallet. And, you know, I was in a house, and I thought all this was, you know, everything, right? Girl, I guess my friend was drunk, and my friend gave my wallet, or because my friend was throwing up in the bathroom. So one of our house brothers at the time took my wallet from my friend, and me at the time, I have my social security, my ID, and everything in my wallet. Girl, that girl got me together. I know who she is, but it's fine. She got me together, and then she denied it. Girl, she wouldn't have U-verse in my name, bitch, cell phones in my name, bitch, TV in my name. Welcome, bitch. You have been gooped with fraud. Like, girl, I thought we was friends. I was so naive. How did I find out? My friend was fucking him at the time, I guess, and called me and was like, girl, your ID is on the counter, but don't say anything because I'm not supposed to know. Like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, my ID is on the counter, bitch. Get my ID. Like, girl, get my ID and my social. So I was like, you know what? This is ridiculous. So they had got me for $5,000 in credit. I was like, oh, wow. But I was not ready. for that. I wasn't ready for that. Not ready for that. But I had got introduced to the shit. So I ended up moving back home, and I'm like, well, girl, I want to go back to Houston. So I go back to Houston, girl. By this time, I'm a little bit more seasoned. I've been out. I've did everything. And, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. Some time has passed. I'm not going to give y'all all the tea, but I'm going to give y'all a little bit of the tea. I'm going to give y'all two other big parts that made me know it in the scene. That's why I'm like, girl, I could feel pulse. So by this time, I moved back to Houston. Everybody that I live with in that one house, girl, it's like a year or two that's passed. We all still family. We are all still friends. Like, it's, you know, it's, everything is cool. So I end up getting a job, getting my apartment, and we all doing good, blah, 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 blah. So me and my father at the time, we end up getting an apartment together. And I've told this story before. So I'm on DGC, mind you. The man has been hitting me up for months, and I'm just like, well, something is, my spirit is telling me do not talk to this man, but I'm young and I'm whatever. So I'm just like, oh my God, I'm not sure. So my friend was at home and I was feeling freaky. I was feeling horny, bitch, and I was feeling away. So I called the man over. Pineapples, bitch, should have never did that. But my friend was working for an HIV. He was working for like awareness and shit like that. So we would always have condoms and shit at the house. And I told him, like, all you guys, the story. But anyway, I literally had a box of condoms this big in my fucking, and box of condoms and lube, okay? This fucking big, stacked to the top in my closet. So I put them in a closet, but I would always ask the man, like, if he had condoms just to see what kind of person he was, because if you coming over here to fuck me, bitch, do you have a condom? I just want to see if you be prepared with condoms, because in my mind, back in the day, girl, if you're not prepared with condoms, girl, you probably don't use them. So, which equals that you probably have the shit. And everybody knows I didn't want the shit. Okay? So, girl, he goes to doing what he's doing. Y'all have to share this live before I continue. I need to take a sip. Share this live. Ooh, share this live, bitch. We are reuniting today. Ooh. Let me take a sip before I tell this story, bitch. Because these next two parts, is a lot of tea. A lot of tea, bitch. It's a lot of tea. Y'all are going to really get to know me today. So let me sip this. Share this live, bitch. Y'all not even sharing this thing going up. Y'all gotta share this, bitch, so I can give y'all this thing. Okay. So let me give you the rest of the team. Oh girl, we y'all not sharing it. Oh, somebody said it's only 12 shirts. That means the girls is not sharing. Okay. He said, I'm not going to tell no more. Okay, so let me not tell nobody then. I'm not going to tell no more of the story. Well, y'all going to have to wait for part two another day. Y'all going to have to wait for part two another day then. We could do that. Oh, well, we'll wait for part two another day. Maybe y'all can get part two tomorrow. Y'all can get part two tomorrow. I'm gonna go ahead and stop you right here. You think so? Maybe tomorrow they're not sharing. They said it's only 12 shares. I can't continue. This is some good story, bitch. I'm giving my tea, but then these next two pieces of the story is a lot of tea, bitch. Girl, no, man. We're going to have to revisit this in the morning. We can make this a part two on Tuesday. We We're going to have to make this a part two on Tuesday, because this is just my Texas tea, bitch. Let me tell you, let me give you some tea, bitch. I lived in Orlando, Florida. I lived in Texas. I lived in Los Angeles. I lived in Las Vegas. Bitch, I lived in Arizona. There's a lot to the story, bitch. And I'm going to say that. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all going to have to get the rest of the tea tomorrow. Huh? Because everybody's asleep, so you're just going to have to wait till tomorrow. Y'all not going to try me, bitch. I know I haven't been on here for a while, but, bitch, y'all not going to try me like, well, y'all not going to share my video, bitch. But, babe, you sound like you want the story. Oh, come over, come in here and tell me. Because I'm about to log in now. Y'all, how about we do this? Y'all call in and we can talk about the stories up to this point. The number is 563-999-3658. Or I can ask some people that want to just come and join on. I will tell you guys the rest of the story another day. Girl, it's just part two, honey. We can get the rest later. Silly. We're going to break this up into a series. So if you've missed it, so it's good that you got the first part of the story. Tomorrow we'll do part two. So you got to remember where we left off. Because tomorrow will be part two. All right, y'all. Oh, bitch. I'm really going to give y'all, so let's see, if any of y'all don't, if anybody wants to call in, feel free to call in. If not, I'm going to call it a night tonight, and we will be back tomorrow. 563-999-3658. Okay, y'all. This was great. Let me report her, because she's a little annoying. Block. All right, y'all. Until next time, I will see you soon. So remember, part two tomorrow, bitch. Part two will be tomorrow. Can't wait to see you guys. I will be live sooner. I'm off of work tomorrow. So I will go live 6 p.m. Pacific. No, 7 p.m. Pacific. So it'll be 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, we got some calls. Oh, girl. See, y'all don't want to hang. See, y'all want to. Okay. 609-6144.
Why did you mute me?
Huh?
Why did you mute me?
I didn't mute you.
So what happened? Your father caught you having sex?
I'm going to tell the rest of the story tomorrow when everybody is up. I have to tell you guys tomorrow.
Okay, sexy. Bye.
Tomorrow. I'm going to finish this story tomorrow.
Okay.
404-5122.
Hello.
Yes.
I missed the part that you were talking about. They was popping boils.
Yeah, that happened.
You're
going to have to go back and read it.
What were they doing?
I don't know. They were popping boils, and I never knew how you did. I didn't know.
So they were having orgies?
I don't know if it was more orgies, but it was just a lot going on. Outside the house and inside the house.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, babe. I mean, that was an honest question. Okay. So I will see y'all tomorrow. I love y'all. I love y'all. It's more to my Houston experience. So we will finish part two tomorrow. I might do this in like a five-part series because, bitch, there was that time I went to Pride. There was the time I went to Miami. There was the time that, bitch, we was in Houston, and that was summer 2014, which was a crazy summer. So I will talk to y'all tomorrow. I love y'all. I missed y'all. So I promise to be more consistent, you guys, for the people that are like, where have you been? I promise to be more consistent, okay? Thank you. I just been living my best life.